Hello there, I'm Ed Butler. Welcome to Business Daily on the BBC. Coming up, why Poles have just thrown out a government amidst what looks like a boom.
The Polish economy was booming. Poland was the only country in the EU that hasn't experienced a financial crisis. But the problem is that ordinary people do not feel this.
Also in the program, the new app that could revolutionize your health by monitoring your brain.
I think it should be as accessible and as ubiquitous as physical activity monitors. I mean, we know the close connection between brain and behavioral health and physical health. I mean, these things are integrally tied.
That's all to come in Business Daily from the BBC. Poland's Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party has won what could be, if the early indications are correct, the biggest electoral victory since the former Soviet bloc nation returned to democracy 25 years ago. Law and Justice is run by Jarosław Kaczyński, the twin brother of Poland's late President Lech. And it's founded on a staunch right-wing, pro-Catholic agenda. It secured enough votes, it seems, to govern alone, well ahead of the governing Civic platform. So why did it win the election? And what will the rest of the EU make of the result? I asked Dr. Jan Kulik. He's a lecturer on Central Europe at Glasgow University.
The reason probably is primarily economic. The party that has lost, the Civic Forum, they have defended themselves saying that actually the Polish economy was booming. You know, it's common knowledge that actually Poland was the only country in the EU that hasn't experienced financial crisis since 2008. The GDP is supposed to grow by 3.5% this year and all that. But the problem is that ordinary people do not feel this. You've got about 2 million Poles who are living and working abroad, many Poles in Britain, because actually the average wages are in Poland very low. Consider this. Kaczyński and his people are now proposing to raise the minimum wage to about £2. Right. That's horrendous, right?
So there is a sense that things are not as rosy in Poland as they should be. Is there a sense of a different agenda on the part of Law and Justice then?
They certainly were very skillful in presenting the election campaign. They actually made these promises, which were both for an increase of spending. They're going to give 500 zlotys to every family. They want to support. This is quite incidentally, it's interesting how incredibly conservative in the kind of old communist way this party really is, even though it is so extreme right-wing. They basically want both to increase public spending and to reduce taxes. And they have promised everything, basically. But on the other hand, there was this hidden agenda. Mr. Kaczyński was regarded as unelectable. He kind of kept himself aside as a kind of eminence grise. He put this lady, Beata Szydło, who seemed very reasonable, to the front. But the worries are, and in fact, this man Kukiz, who leads one of the smaller parties, already said this morning that they want to change the constitution. And actually, there are various critics who are basically saying that the changes of constitutions are very worrying. Primarily, they are going to be ruling with the help of the Catholic Church, which in Poland, in spite of Pope Francis, in fact, is incredibly conservative.
And so presumably that is going to change the agenda, for example, on the current issues obsessing the European Union, such as the migrant crisis.
Well, this is one thing. There were basically three things on which they won. They won because people in Poland felt poor. They won because of the fear of Russia. And this Law and Justice Party is the only party who just basically want to boost NATO. And the third thing was these migrants. Although there are no migrants in Poland, fear is being whipped up. And of course, Kaczyński made some incredibly outrageous statements about how these migrants are bringing diseases. It is absolutely unacceptable.
Right. The Law and Justice Party have, of course, and we should stress this, already been a ruling party in recent years in Poland.
Yes, this was in 2005.
Exactly. So to what extent, therefore, should the Europeans be concerned, or the European nations be concerned about, a more Eurosceptic profile of the new government?
The last time, when they actually won in 2005, they didn't actually last for more than about 2 years. But It is true that their Euroscepticism, incidentally, is quite different from the British one. They kind of work on the basis of the hate of the Poles against the Germans and the Russians. And basically, the argument is that the previous party has basically sold Poland to the multinationals and foreign banks, and it has enslaved Poland and ignored the ordinary small Polish person. So they're going to tax the banks and do all that. One worrying and really destabilizing thing is that they will now be very much against accepting any refugees. And I don't know how the refugee crisis will actually be solved. You know that the whole of Central Europe has actually, if I may, I hope this is not too extreme, but has actually been manifesting some fascist tendencies. And actually, there are worries that Poland will be another Hungary. And of course, the Czech Republic and Slovakia are also hostile. Angela Merkel has a real problem there.
The view there of Dr. Jan Kulik of Glasgow University. China is this week preparing to finalize its new five-year plan, a major event.